This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
A beautiful morning to you. Thursday morning. It's now 6 minutes past eight. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and our conversation on the Morning Crossfire is on the way. My guests this morning, two fine gentlemen. You could refer to them as fathers because they say the elders have a lot of experience, and when they speak, young people like us should listen. And I hope that is what we would arrive at today when we get into the discussion that we have on ground. So let me quickly introduce His Highness Eze Charles Chukwuemeka Onwala Ochimba Onyeisiala Chokocho Town, Special Advisor to His Royal Majesty in Council. Sir, you're welcome and good morning.
Thank you.
And we also have Eze Dr. Shama Ayalechi Ochimba Umuoga Town, PRO, Protocol Igbo Kingdom Council of Traditional Ruler and Chiefs. Sir, you're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. So pardon me if I did not get the title's pronunciation correctly. But so for the purpose of the conversation, I possibly would refer to you as maybe Your Highness is easier so that we can get on. So we don't confuse some people that might not understand the pronunciations. All right. What we are looking at this morning is something that has been on the news for quite a while. Beyond that, many people have been victims of this particular situation. I spoke to some people even before I was able to reach the palace who are already having cases that they are handling right now with the police. Some are in Abuja, some are here, and they are telling you, land I bought, another land I bought, another person came, somebody took my land. And it's become a thing that is now becoming, I don't want to say an image, but that is what it is becoming. When you mention Echie, the first thing people now, especially when it has to do with land, land grabbing is not what it is. It has gotten so bad that you have people from Echie now saying the government should come and help us. And most recently, Igbo Echie has become that place. So everybody is saying Igbo Echie, Igbo Echie. And it forces people to begin to ask what is happening. When the conversation first came out, I was speaking with the Commissioner for Information and I asked, well, this is what is happening, and in Igbo Echie, they are saying government should come. And there are people who are saying, okay, what about the council chairman and the traditional institution? Are they not aware of what is happening? And isn't there a way to tackle it at that level? So hopefully we'll find answers to this and more. But before we begin, let's get on Facebook. If you are listening, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. That is the handle, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. So do well to go there and interact with the video. We're streaming live so you can watch and you can listen from wherever you are in the world. Do not forget to share. Very important. We need as much Rivers people to be part of this conversation because it is one that affects a lot of people who are planning to invest in land. So you understand what exactly is happening in Echie. Igbo Echie precisely has been one of those places where this conversation is emanating from. So I would start now with His Highness Eze Charles Chukwuemeka. Why? My first question is this. Why is this issue of land grabbing thriving so much recently in Igbo Echie?
Okay. Without missing words, you know, Igbo Echie is or has a close proximity with Port Harcourt. After the assertion of lands in Port Harcourt area, like Opiakpo, the next place is Igbo Echie. And we have boundaries with the Opiakpo local government, Ikore local government, Oyibo local government. That's why the thing is becoming very prominent and pronounced in Echie.
Okay.
Especially Igbo Kingdom.
So then, isn't there an already existing traditional way of knowing who owns which land? Knowing who is selling which land? Who are they selling it to? And making sure that this problem of land grabbing does not come? Because there are people who believe that it's almost impossible to think that anybody will come into a community and grab a land without members of the community showing the person where the land is or involving in the process even. I have people who are even accusing the police of working with people from communities. There are people who accuse even members of the judiciary, lawyers, of working with people from communities to perpetrate this act.
You are very correct. You are very correct. There is no way land grabbing can be done without an insider.
So is the traditional institution aware of this, and how is it relating with it?
The traditional institution is aware. We have ways of acquiring land in Eche.
What are those ways?
First, we have deforestation by our grandfathers. We have the one we inherited by inheritance. We have the ones we buy with our money. And so on and so forth.
Dr. Sharma, Eze, what's your response to this? Those people who are saying the traditional institution should be more involved in this. In fact, they are to be directly spoken to and held accountable for the land grabbing situation, because they believe that, I mean, you cannot say somebody came and grabbed the land, because it is seen as though at that level, the community knows everyone who owns the land according to families. And those lands that belong to government, we know. So if somebody comes and says, I bought from somewhere, you know which family they are coming from and who is involved. So how do you respond to people with that opinion?
Okay. If you be my brother, these lands we're talking about, the council, Igbo Agwarasa, if we talk about Igbo Agwarasa is big enough to be a local government. Igbo, for clarity purposes, because people need to know what we're talking about. Igbo Agwarasa Kingdom, headed by His Royal Majesty King Dr. Samuel Nduwa Mechi, is big enough to be a local government. Now, Igbo communities, because we have Igbo communities, which is not a clan. Igbo communities are in Igbo Agwarasa Kingdom. Now, remember that as a council of traditional rulers, we arbitrate issues. We discuss issues. And there is no way a traditional ruler will sit in the comfort of his house and know where there is a problem of land grabbing, except people come to them to say, Luko, this is my land. Someone has gone into my land. And then that is when they can now go to say, okay, come. Someone has brought a complaint. What is going on? Before you begin to talk about the method, because we have traditional ways, like the Highness has said here, on how to determine who owns which land.
But does the traditional institution have a record of the family? I know that we have families, we have compounds that make up every community. Is there a record of the land owned by all of these families? That, for instance, I wouldn't know in details how it works in Igbo Eche.
Yeah.
So let me use where I'm from. We have different compounds. We have Sambo X, we have Adama. I'm from Adama, for instance.
Okay.
All right. So in that, you know, you have your family chief, you have your compound chief, and so on and so forth. So if there's anything that belongs, you know, we can trace it down to, oh, these people are the ones that... Is there a system like that? And is that record there?
In our place, we don't have that record in blueprint. But it's a very simple thing to know who owns which land. Like, that's like what I'm telling you now. If there is a matter brought to the council to say someone has moved from his own land to my own, we arbitrate on these issues.
In other words, people who purchase land, you're saying they do not first approach the council to know what land they want to buy.
Yeah, if you have purchased land and there is one there is an issue on your land, if you get to the council to say you purchased land and some, we will still trace it to who sold the land to you, because there is someone who owns that land, and we have a traditional way of finding out who owns that land. But what why I was talking about clearing this issue is that some people think that you will stay in your house and then know where there is problem. Igbo is large. Igbo is big. Until a matter is brought to you. Because I've heard people make some flagrant statements about the council to say, oh, what are the traditional rulers doing? And I remember the other day when the land news was on air, we talked about calling government and we are like, what should we call government? What are the traditional institutions doing and all that? It is when a matter is brought to you. I remember that if a matter is brought to you, that because someone must come with facts.
But then, isn't the kingdom worried about how this represents its image in public?
We are worried.
So if you are worried, then shouldn't there be, would you still need to wait? At this point where it is now, it's almost as though it's becoming, I don't want to say an epidemic, but that's where it's looking like it's heading to.
It is.
And if it's heading in that direction, would you still need to wait for people to come and report? Is there no, for instance, say, okay, let's call the families, people that, and try to have a meeting or have a conversation about how do we sell? Okay, His Highness wants to say something. Yeah. Okay, this is what we are hearing. This report is too much. Those of us that want to sell land, this is the procedure from now henceforth, or this is what we need to be doing.
Your Highness. We have agreed. The council had met severally, taking decision on how to go about it.
And what were those decisions on what
one,
to do?
The council has taken a resolution that any chief found involving in land grabbing or his children will be punitively dealt with. There was suspension or dethronement.
Absolutely.
That's that. One. Recently, last Saturday, we had to engage the youth. We invited the youth bodies and we had a meeting with them. And we told them our own resolution. And we have asked them to make their own resolution based on what we are seeing, so that the council can assent to it. And if we assent to it, it becomes a norm for us.
Have they made that resolution yet?
Yeah, they're on the way. We just met on Saturday.
Okay.
We just met on Saturday. And by next Saturday or thereabouts, they have to come back.
Has the kingdom also considered having a procedure that anyone who wants to buy land should follow in that area?
Yes.
Because I had mentioned, what is the procedure, if
said,
you can tell
we
us?
We have aired it that whoever wants to buy any land in Igbo kingdom, either you meet the community chief of that particular place, or you report to the Onishagboro, or the town chief, so that it will be gazetted and verified.
So that the person will be a signatory to that your document.
You will go and find out, send people to find out the actual owner of this land. Because as a chairman of arbitration in that kingdom, 75% to 80% of the cases we have there is on land. It's on land. Either people grab or sell and resell other people's land.
Is there a punishment for members of the kingdom, families who have lands? Because there's a case I also witnessed, but it wasn't in Igbo. It was just here. I think it was around Rumikini where somebody said they bought a land, and then only to go find out that land you bought had been bought by somebody else. And that's then now I'm there's saying. A problem that's going. In situations like that, is there some sort of punishment that the kingdom has in place for when you find out that members of the community engage in these acts? Most of the times, people point fingers towards the youths and say the youths do this to make money quick way and et cetera, et cetera. How is that looked at?
The only fastest way of resolving such disputes is that the first buyer owns that place. Any other person that has gone through the back door to acquire that place, it's on his own.
So what about the person who goes from the family
he
who goes to sell?
He has to pay back.
Again, knowing that you've already sold it.
Yes, he has to pay back to the new person he brought in.
Now, can I add something? You see, we live in a civil world.
Mm.
You know that traditional institutions have their limits.
Mm.
You know, sometimes people can just say, why not do this, why not do that? We have our limits. Our limit is based on the law. You cannot, there's nothing else we'll do. What we'll do, anything we're going to do will be traditionally. Either say, like rightly said, these are methods of ascertaining who actually owned that land, the first buyer. And then we'll ask you, because there's nothing we can do. There's not, we can't.
We don't enforce law.
We can't enforce the law per se, because it's a civil world. People who go to police and court, and you know, even if we have a matter in our council, which is another angle, if we have matters in our council and then you go to court, it is expected that we suspend it until the matter in court is determined. So these are little tricks that people play. But for us, what we are there to do is to stand by the truth and simply say, this first person who bought this land, and then this other person who sold the land, refund the money to the second buyer. Because that first buyer, if it is properly ascertained, is the owner of the land.
So what happens to the person who engaged, the family who engaged in that illegal act, despite the fact that they know they've already sold and still sold it? So I come, let's say I'm the family.
Yes.
I had sold to His Highness.
Yes.
And then you come, and I know I have sold to His Highness. People in the family know that this land was sold to His Highness. And then somebody in the family will still come and go and sell it to you. So if we have settled the issue of, return the money back, and I have to return the money back to you because you are the second buyer, what happens to me?
The second buyer, okay.
What happens to me? Who still went? Does the community have, you did this thing knowing that it is wrong. Is there a punishment or a fine?
Of course, communities have laws. Communities have ways.
Okay.
Punishing people.
Your Highness, can we hear some of those ways?
Now.
For this matter, for something of this nature.
In the first place, if it is in the family, and you involve in reselling the land that belongs to the family has sold already. The family can decide to deny you all the rights.
All the rights.
Until you comply.
Mm.
And if you don't comply, they don't have anything to do with you and your family.
And has this sort of punishment been meted out on any family member?
Yes. It's just a discretion of the family.
Every time. The family has that right to do that.
To do that.
So we as a council,
yes,
we make decisions. We give our verdict. Mm. But for you, you go back and enforce it. We don't enforce.
We're not the ones to go to the family to enforce it. We only pass through maybe
give
the community
you the judgment and you go
and you go ahead.
Mm. All right, very interesting conversation. We'll take a very short commercial. Remember, on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, do well to share, not just comment, but also share. We'll be back after the break.
The show continues after this break on Nigeria Info. We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Upper State, we're halfway through the conversation and it still continues. Land grabbing is what the focus is in Eche. And Igbo Eche has been in the news for that for quite a while. Other parts of Eche as well. But then, you know, most recently it's been too much from Igbo Eche. So we needed to get to it. Understand what is happening. Following calls that the state government should get involved and help resolve this matter. Well, there are those who have questioned. I inclusive have also said we need to find out from the traditional institution. What is their role in all of this? How do they intend to tackle this, and what solutions can they prefer? And so far, if you've been following the conversation, you must have heard my guest do justice to that, listing out some things that have been put in place, meetings that have been held, and decisions that have been taken. In the studio, His Highness Eze Charles Chukwuemeka Nwala is with me. We also have Eze Dr. Shama Ayalechi with me in the studio. On Facebook, it is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. They have also said, this is what anyone who wants to buy land in that area needs to do, which is very important before you buy. It's not after you've paid that you will now go and find, and then now the land has a problem and then there are issues. So you should listen. If you aren't listening, please, you're missing. Get on Facebook. You can watch and listen. Remember to drop your comments and also share so you get other people to join in on the conversation. I'll come back to my guest in the studio. Let me continue with His Highness. So, Your Highness, the concern for many people is, I was telling you while we're on the commercial, that I've lived in several places in the Niger Delta, and this issue of land grabbing is the fact, that word, in fact, land grabbing, I started hearing it first year in River State. What really is the drive? I know I'd asked before, why is this on the increase? Why is it a drive? And why is it peculiar to River State? It's not because, it's not even just in Igbo Eche. Several other local government areas, yes, you have this same problem. What could be the drive?
Okay. You know, most recently, the youth want to overtake this acquisition of money, quick acquisition of money, is one of the factors. They want to get rich at the expense of the other, at the expense of the community. That is the only thing I have identified here. And I think that the cost of the land, the actual cost of land in River State, may perhaps be higher than the other states you mentioned.
Okay.
I think so. And which has made our youth, mostly our youth, indulge in that, in this kind of grabbing of land, selling and reselling.
So you're putting it to hunger, poverty, or just moral decadence?
It's moral decadence. Not hunger alone. If your conscience and you are conscious of what you are doing, you cannot go at length like that. You have restraints.
I think to add to what he has said, personally, I like looking at the root of a matter. Aside hunger, because we've always had poor people in society, the issue of moral decadence is there. But for me, basically, it is this societal problem which is common now, that promotion of people who are into vices. What do I mean by that? You know, those days of our fathers, if you come back with money today, your parents will first of all question how you got the money. But today you see people who are into criminalities being promoted, even by government. And so, what do you expect? The young ones are beginning to learn, to understand that idea of, you know, being morally okay
doesn't pay anymore.
So all they need now is the quick cash. So how you get it is nobody's business. Even the communities will praise you, they will promote you. So you see that that's why I said it's a societal thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just peculiar to a particular place alone. It's just a societal thing. Until even government begins, because even government helps in promoting these people. I can boldly tell you. Someone who is a criminal and maybe decides to, you know, he has made money, we should begin to go back to the root. If someone said he has money today, how did he make his money? How did he make his money?
Now that you're raising this moral perspective to it, there are people who also point fingers at police officers and lawyers to also play a role in all of this. Have you heard of such reports? Have you gotten such complaints?
Has
any reports been made to the IGP or the Commissioner of Police? Or
it's just like we're on radio now. We're talking. People are hearing. The Commissioner of Police is hearing. All right? We have even made complaints that this is the report we are getting. Police officers are involved. Let me tell you what happened in my community recently in Lumoga. A group of young men came. I was in Port Harcourt while I was called to say some people came with bulldozers to go into a particular land in my farm road and was bulldozing the place. I said, with what? They said they came with police officers. I have to call the youth leader and ask them to go there and ask them that I am coming. So when they heard that and the community went there, the youth entered there and chased them away. See, but these people come with police officers.
Armed.
And so sometimes when people say, oh, the communities are not doing anything, I said, no. There are cases where communities will come out. But what do you expect them to do? Are we going to tell them to carry arms? No.
And this report, what response have you gotten from the Commissioner of Police with regards to this?
No response.
For all the complaints you've made?
I can boldly tell you that no response. No response. That is why this thing is continuing. And everywhere they go with police. So if there's been response, maybe they won't continue with police, but they go there with police.
What about for the judiciary aspect of it? Because people also say lawyers have businesses with these people and do this and get court papers and get orders. Has complaints been made about that? Your Highness, you want to respond to it?
Yeah.
Okay. So has complaints been made officially by the council in that direction?
What happens is that we should know that this group of persons are, what do I put, Diana? Can't.
It's a network.
A network. It's a network. The police is here with their arms. The papers from the court.
The court.
Injunction bearing the other party from entering there and allowing this other party that are grabbing to continue. And when these reports have been met, no reaction. And they keep on.
They will tell you it's a court order.
At the local government level, is the council chairman aware?
He is aware.
There is nobody in the chair that is not aware of what is happening.
Within his powers as council chairman, what has he done? Meetings been held?
I think we had
meetings between the council, the chairman, to come up with it.
Okay, I can tell you that we've had meetings.
Meetings.
Even security meetings.
Security meetings.
Going down to this.
Even with the OSPAC.
But I think that
and so on and so forth.
It is only the council chairman.
There was a time they demonstrated.
Yes.
Carrying placards, the OSPAC people.
I think it's the chairman.
Around the community.
It's the chairman, that's the chairman of the local government that should answer this question. Not us.
No, if you have written to the chairman, if you have had conversations with the chairman, okay, what conclusions did you arrive during your meetings with the chairman, or the letters you wrote, was any response given back from his office?
I can't say there is any for now. You see, that is why we have resorted to doing the what we
can do.
That's why we're telling you now. We have just decided to do what we think we will know to do. Remember, I keep saying that the traditional institution is
limited.
It's limited, you know, because of the law. That is limited to what we can do. So, but within our limit, we have preferred little solutions. The His Royal Majesty has made his stand open, because these are resolutions we had in the council.
Severally.
This is not the first time. We've been on radio. We've made this public announcement. We've told people, before you now come, we are just looking for a way to curb this. Because what we're looking for now is a solution. All right? Because it's already, the problem has been created. So what we're just doing now is to look for solution. And the solutions is what we're saying. If you want to buy a land, ensure, because one, the chiefs, any traditional ruler that is involved, that law is already there in the council. If any traditional ruler is involved, will dethrone you. The Royal Majesty will dethrone you or suspend you, depending on your level of involvement. And so, because we have to pass through the traditional institutions, the chiefs, because these communities are headed by chiefs. And so, as long as the chief is a member of the council, and that is the chief there is the eye of the Royal Majesty. So what we have decided is that anybody who wants to buy any land from any part of the communities should go to the chief as a way of ascertaining ownership, to say, is this the rightful, this person want to sell land to me? So that at the end of the day, the chief, the Majesty has instructed that the chief should sign. So that if any problem comes there, we also pass through the chief. That's why I told you that Ibuagurasa is a very large place that's big enough to become a local government.
Very large.
So this is what...
About 80-something towns.
So this is what we are trying to do. What we have put in place now. Yeah, we have put that in place.
But
and that's what we're reiterating here.
I still wonder why, with the aspect of the council chairman, I'm sure there are people that are not satisfied with the response. So I might have to ask you that question again about what the council chairman has done. I also remember asking the commissioner, and he also, when I raised up the issue of the land grab, and he says, at the council level, first, what has the council chairman done? Has he done something or written to the state government to say, we need help in this area? See what is happening.
We've not heard it. The council chairman has done that. That's why we're saying that it is only him that can answer. If he has done anything, we're not aware of. But for us, we're not aware.
But there's nothing he has also responded back to you when you spoke with him or wrote a letter to him.
There's nothing. If he has, then we would have told you here.
Let's open the phone lines and hear from the listener. I'm pretty sure they have contributions and questions to ask. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. You can also call 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. Those are the numbers to call to join in on the conversation. Remember, we're streaming live on Facebook, so be a part of it at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Drop your comments and also remember to share. Why is land grabbing thriving in parts of Eche? You've heard my guest say, well, moral decadence, the hunger for quick money among young people is now one of those problems. You also heard them say that the fact that society has created a system that encourages wrongdoings and people who involve in it to be praised and promoted, it's difficult to get people to stop doing what is illegal. What do you think? Could that be the only reason why it is thriving? They've also highlighted that, well, you have a network of people. It's not just the people who buy it. You have people from the courts, you have people from the police, and so on and so forth. Let's hear what you have to say. We'll start with Jude. Jude is calling from Omuma. Jude, good morning.
Good morning. My question there is, before I go with my question anyway, I'm now picking up that in a chair, the land in a chair is communal land, which is tailored down to families. And when it comes to families, my question now is, if someone wants to build a house, a member of the family wants to build a house, and in that compound, there's no space for him to build a house. It is our tradition that the family will now go and allocate land to that person. What happens if that person allocated, the land is so allocated, goes up to sell the land? How do you handle it?
All right, Jude.
The land allocated to him to build a house, he has gone ahead to sell it. And secondly, like you rightly said, the one who traditionally can be the one owned by deforestation, by our great grandfathers, that one is personal. If the person goes ahead to sell it, how do you handle that too?
All right, Jude, thank you. Dakuku is in Eche. Dakuku, good morning.
Good morning, Femi Andrew. This is Dakuku from Akoki.
All right, go on. Go ahead.
Femi Andrew, you see what you are talking about? I hear when somebody was complaining of local government, chairman, what have they been doing? See, let me tell you, this present local government chairman we have, even if I'm so sad that this man cannot help the people in all corners. If you hear the other time, we are talking of land grabber. Why we have local government chairman who are supposed to come in and say why? I'm a chairman. Why did this be happen? How can you people let us put it and call the traditional rulers in order? But they will not do it. Why? That is why you see a lot of them. When they give their land, they sell and sell up. That is the money help. I don't even think of the way we have local government chairman. This thing will be able to show us what we want to let, we'll let somebody from the grassroots who no problem of the HA. Not somebody who was born in Port Harcourt, grow to home, you know, who cannot speak HA. You elected him as a local government chairman. What do you think that he can do? He cannot interact with the people. I'm just telling you, as I hear that Kuku, I'm local government chairman. I know where to move. And I know when to move, when problem. Interacted with my language. I move and make sure that I set the problem. But this local government chairman is not helping on the matter. Look at land grab everywhere.
Right,
everywhere.
Even if it is. Your point is made. Let's move on to Nkoro
now.
Thank you. Let's go on to Ida from Nkoro. Ida, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew Femi. I greet your guest in the studio. I want to ask a question. I believe the traditional ruler is there and people that from here is there. As this thing is happening, have you called meeting, called the communities together, let's come together and let's come together and ask question. How this thing is going on? What happened to SGA? Every time a chair and a good day, they are grabbing land. Who should have other local government? A chair. It's too much. Let them come together. Call the local government. My traditional rulers should come there. If there are people that are doing this, let them push them out. And the way you threaten that you want to give them food, everything will stop. And everything coming to the studio, a chair matter. Our bushmen will grab, will have land. And when they sell this land, please, then start doing something. It's bad. Please. Women are suffering, they have to plant, they cannot plant. Who will go and buy their land?
All right,
when you buy it, you say, you pay, you say.
Thank you.
Please, Lugan,
from Eche, good morning.
Yes, Kalada, greetings from Eche to you.
All right, go ahead, Ifiemi.
Yeah, I greet my respected chiefs in Eche. Ogano Chikau.
Anka.
Yes, Daluka man from Eche. I want to say the chief have said a lot and who gets ear to hear should hear what the chief said. Remember, what I want to go home with is that they said that they have a resolution that whosoever that wants to purchase land in a chief should meet the chiefs. And the chiefs are the people that are in charge of every community in a chief. And aside that, whatever you're doing, you are on your own. And I don't know why any matter that concerns a chief will be blown out of proportion. The issue of land grab in a chief, for me, it's not a good one. But the way Amanda people are going about it calls for serious concern. People should stop marketing a chief. I want to see, finally, the chiefs have spoken. Please, if you want to purchase any land in a chief, meet the chiefs. Don't go on your own. Criminals are everywhere.
All right, Lugard,
if you go after what the chief said, you are on your own. Thank you.
Zion from GRA, good morning. Go on, Zion.
It will be better if you also bring the victims to your studio. Because what they are telling you may be totally different. Who told you they don't see the chiefs? What is entering bush? The money they pay for entering bush, what is the meaning of that? Killing of goats, what is the meaning of that? Who are those people they went to see? The problem is, you see this matter, it's a syndicate that if you even went up to the IG's office, you even went up to Supreme Court. These three people, are they know what they are doing. My brother, for you to get the true fact of this thing, get people who are victims. I want the chiefs to go back and amend that law they gave. Whoever wants to sell land, come and see the chief. Let the person bring the people to the chief, and not the people should go and see the chief. These are two different things. We will keep having this thing as a problem because the traditional school has been desecrated. Even the guest in the studio said that in the days of our father, and he is a custodian of our tradition. Can't you fix the problem as a traditional ruler? Can't you fix it? What your fathers did was okay. Is it wrong for you to do it? People should do the right thing.
All right,
most
Zion,
of us have properties in Ishii, but we
have
can't
a lot
go
of time.
There because there's so much going on there.
All right, Zion, but we have to move on. We don't have a lot of time. We need to wrap things up quickly. This one says, "University of us." Okay, assuming the bill. Okay, about land grabbing in Igbo, if the head is rotten, the whole body is gone. Those who lead, abate, and aid land grabbing in Igbo are principal members of the council. That's a message from WhatsApp. Your Highness, because we have about 2 minutes left to wrap things up. So let's quickly just get your parting words. One, I've talked about how to sell, and this person has also said chiefs from the council are also part of this syndicate that are grabbing the land in few seconds. So how would you respond?
I don't think what he said is correct. What he said is not correct. The chiefs are not involved. Any chief that is involved and is found guilty will be penalized. Not just saying chiefs are involved. How? That's the question. If you are hearing somebody's name and you are not able to come out and say, "My friend, you came and grabbed my land," how do you punish that person? People should also speak out. Come and report. Report to the council. The council sees every Saturday. Every Saturday of every week.
Okay, Your Highness.
So we have said, finally, that anybody who is buying should come and register with any chief where you are buying it. We have over 80-something chiefs in the Igbo Kingdom.
All right, Your
Highness.
Let's get on to Doc. We already have less than 30 seconds.
Well, it's okay because Your Highness here had said it all. You see, you can't punish somebody when you don't have facts. That's why I said we're in a civil world. So anybody who feels his land have been taken should come to the council and make official report. If any chief is involved, the Royal Majesty of the Kingdom had said that several times.
All right, Doc.
Will be punished.
Thank you very much. Ifeyemi Andrew.